Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week, and I'm so excited about it because it truly is a new season and it's time to shape up and win and level up so we can reach our goals. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you on this journey of life in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light, illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You ask great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, I must say that each episode of Motivational Monday is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. On our last installment in our Shape Up series, we talked about the power of having the right circle, the power of the right circle. When I tell you it was rich and empowering, you definitely want to go back and gain the richness that was shared on last week and in previous weeks. Each installment of Motivational Mondays, as I stated, is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up, our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I hope you're ready. It's time. Drum roll, please. It's time to shape up and win. And before we jump into today's Shape Up series, I want to give you a thought to ponder. And the thought to ponder today is, and my question raised, is life passing you by? Is life passing you by? You may be scratching your head and saying, that truly is a thought to ponder, Coach Adams, and I really need to process around that. Is life passing me by? But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in the show with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, an email, a fax, whatever you need to do. Take a moment to invite someone to join you for today's richness that will be shared on our broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support continuously with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets sitting at your desktops or your laptops, on your smartphones with your notes, whatever you need to do. On today's installment, I encourage you to get ready for the richness as we are going to dive into our Shape Up series. And I want you to know that life is to be lived courageously. Life is to be lived courageously. And I started out by a thought to ponder, and that thought was, is life passing you by? You know, so often, and in my coaching practice, I often go through this process with my coaching clients, and I wanted to bring some of that richness with you here to the boardroom to you today. And so, you know, one of the things that is very interesting to me, so often many of us, because of fear, we will not allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. And life requires that on our journey that we are courageous. And this ability to do something beyond our fears, beyond the uncertainty of feeling frightened, is what we're talking about. And, you know, I was inspired by a story, and I'm often inspired by the various shows that are on, you know, today in this industry that we have around helping individuals to realize and crystallize their dreams. The platform is set. I remember forever ago now that there was a show called Star Search. And I actually have an individual in my life today who did extremely well on Star Search. And Star Search, of course, gave the platform. They were looking for the next big star. They set the platform for individuals to compete, to go on, that felt that they were talented and gifted to be able to have a platform from week to week to compete and to progress to ultimately the winner of that show. Today's age, we have your American Idols, we have The Voice, we have so many shows. I can go on and on. You may know more than I'm even aware of that set the stage and give this platform for one who believes that they are talented to be able to share their gifts and their talent. And I looked at an episode of America's Got Talent. And one of the things I appreciate about AGT is that America's Got Talent, it's not exclusively for the individual who feels like they're a gifted singer. It gives individuals the opportunity who may feel like, I'm a gifted comic. I've got talent in the area of dance. I've got talent in the area of something that's unique. And, you know, I have a spin towards my dance talent, whatever the case may be. In addition, I appreciate the fact that age doesn't hinder one. It really doesn't. I was watching this particular episode, and I believe the gentleman was 80-something years old. And he was a part of a team, a duo, an acrobatic type of talent. And it was amazing to see that one was 55, and I believe the other gentleman was 82. And the excitement of this opportunity to be able to have this platform and this stage, they felt that they were talented, and they performed, and they are going to the next level. The world will know who they are, but listen at their ages, 55 and 82. Then there was another story, and there's so often with AGT, I'm inspired by the journey that one has gone through. There was a young man who at 4 years old was diagnosed with cancer. And he was ridiculed and bullied at school because he had cancer. His treatments caused him to lose his hair. Kids can be very cruel with their words. And as many of you know who listen in regularly, you know that I did a piece on the power of words, a chapter in the Change book number 14, and really and truly, it is a powerful piece, if I do say so myself. But why is it so impactful? It's because of the subject matter. And I am one that early on, I personally learned the significance and the power of words. And I'm building a case here for us today as we talk about this journey of life that requires us to be courageous, and that so often fear will hold us back from achieving our goals. It will hold us back from living out our dreams. It will hold us back from fulfilling our destiny. We may be talented in a particular area, but no one knows of our talent because we won't get out of the background. We won't get off of the bench in life. We stay on the sidelines because we don't have the courage to embrace our fears. So as I was getting back to the story of this young man on AGT, America's Got Talent, 4 years old, diagnosed with cancer, bullied, talked about, and his way of coping through the hurt and the pain of what he was dealing with at such an early age was music. And the story goes on to say that he decided he wanted to play the violin. And his mom thought, well, this is interesting because no one is musically inclined in our family. But if this is what you want to do, I support it. And he was able to early on get lessons for free. And I believe at this time he's on the show and he's now eight or nine, I believe. So been playing for a short period of time, but because of the adversity, he tapped into what he is truly talented at, and he found a way to channel this negativity in a different way. And many of us, we don't find the way to channel that negativity in another way. I can say that for me, I had to learn to do that early on as well, understanding the power of words. And early on, I realized the significance of the power of words, and the young man's story was one that I really connected with because I was born with, and many of you who are regular listeners, you may have already heard this story, but I was born with eczema, however you pronounce it, tomato, tomato. And my skin was not so favorable on the outside. I didn't have this favorable look on the outside because of the skin rash and rashes on my, you know, just everywhere. It was really bad. And going to school, young people are, you know, brutally honest in their point of view. They have no filter. And so I learned early on the power of words. And many of you have heard me talk about words at a different degree, a different level, because I am so passionate about the significance of the power of words. And I realize that in order for us to overcome those words that have been spoken into us, it takes great courage to press beyond those negative words. And, you know, I often reference that, and many of us heard this, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And I've come to realize that truly, without question, words are the second most powerful force in the universe, second most powerful. And many of us do not move beyond our great talent because I believe that for each of us, in our very DNA, there is a gift or talent. There are gifts and talents that we have been pre-wired for in a particular area. We have to cultivate them. We have to grow in them. And many of us do not live out the assignment of what we were created for and what we were designed and placed on this planet for simply because we don't have the courage, that ability to stretch beyond our discomfort, stretch beyond what is familiar and comfortable, and face the uncertainty and those things that we may fear and fear, you know, feel threatened and afraid of. We're frightened of. And, you know, it's been stated that fear is false evidence that appears real. False evidence that appears real. But for many of us, we have such a story around this fear that it prevents us from stretching out and living life with courage, living life courageously. And as I stated, the subject today is really around this battle to live life courageously beyond our fear. Another story that I heard, and this really hit it home, for two points that I want to share with you today on our subject and here as we get empowered on Motivational Mondays. And, of course, that is without question Coach Adams' passion. I am passionate about supporting others to live out their dreams, to press beyond their comfort zone, to face their fears, and to live life courageously, to fulfill the assignment that they were placed on this planet to do, that very thing that is a part of their DNA. And I do this on a regular basis. I do this in the various capacities in the different areas in which I serve. And this one story really touched me at a different level. And many of the stories touched me, but this one stood out. And it stood out because this story of this individual on AGT, America's Got Talent, her name is Carmen Carter. Carmen Carter is 55 years old, and early on as a teenager, she began to tap into her passion of singing on her journey, and She sang in front of, she had someone that was creating music for her and had some dynamic music based on her reflection of the story. And she was in front of a record executive. And the record executive said to Carmen, that, wow, that was wonderful. Wonderful, but. Wonderful, but. Now, we know that when you have a but, it just cancels out everything that was spoken before. And this record executive went on to say, it was wonderful, but you, Carmen Carter, you are too fat to be a lead singer. Those words were so powerful to young Carmen, this youth, who felt that she had talent, but the power of those words from a record executive shattered her hopes of being a lead singer. So Carmen had to make a living, and this was what she felt she was talented at doing. She began to simply just do backup. She began to blend into the background as a background singer. She made a living doing it, but she blended into the background. You would never know her name because a record executive said to her, you are too fat. And those few words shattered her dreams of moving to the fullness of her capacity. I'm pausing because I'm hopeful that our listening audience, you're really tasting and processing and hearing the words that I'm sharing. Because for many of us, we can relate to Carmen Carter's story at various levels. And for me, I really and truly heard the symbols of the significance of the power of words. I've grown to understand from my mentors that we give words weight. Words carry great weight based on the authority of the speaker of the words. And so in this particular situation, a record executive who had the power to say yes or no, who had the power to confirm this young teenager's, you know, dreams of you are talented and your dreams can become a reality, that individual took a pen and popped the balloon and the wind went out of her sails as a teenager. Now at 55, and she went on to live life. Don't get me wrong. She has a great family, and her family has been very supportive of her, and her family has been encouraging her for years. Step out. Step out. You can do it. Step out. But Carmen had doubts on the inside. Carmen didn't have the courage, and as we stated, life is to be lived courageously. And until we can muster up the courage on the inside, we are going to be on the journey of life, but not truly living life. And I want to hopefully provoke you that if you are struggling today, fighting today, you are lacking the ability to do something despite your fears, that false evidence appearing real, despite the uncertainty despite this stretch out of your comfort zone that makes you frightened. If you are struggling today, I want to encourage you. And I want to encourage you because I want you to know what has been placed on the inside of you, in your very DNA. If you simply step out courageously, something amazing will happen. And that's what happened to Carmen Carter. Something absolutely amazing happened. She finally said, I'm going to step out. She's been singing. She's talented, but in the background. Living life in the background. She finally says, I'm going to take a risk. So she gets to that place of a courageous move. Ooh, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to try to get on America's Got Talent. I'm going to apply for this, and I'm going to see if I can get on the show. She gets her stage time. She makes it on the show. She goes through the auditions, all of that. Now she's in front of the judges, the four judges, presenting her talent in front of an arena, an auditorium of over 4,000. She shares her story of this brokenness, but she finally steps out courageously, and she's on this stage, and she's now wanting at 55 years old, quote unquote, too fat to be a lead, that I'm going to do this. She moves out on courage. She begins to sing, and literally, one judge after the other, even Simon Cowell, who is usually the most difficult judge to win over, is wowed by her talent, this amazing talent and voice that she has. And one of the things that stood out to me, Howie said, wow, it took you all of this time to come forward, to step out 20 feet. Because, see, when you're in the background, if you just can step 20 feet forward, now you're in the forefront. And now people know her name. And her talent is being displayed for the world to see. And truly, she is talented. But that took a courageous move. And many of us are stuck because we lack the courage to step out because of some negative words that were spoken, some words that we gave life to because of the speaker who had authority. Those words carried weight in our lives. And we're not fulfilling and living our full potential because of words that were spoken. And I want to encourage you today, as the panel of judges encouraged Carmen, step out, follow your dreams, and imagine what would have happened. And the timing, of course, you can't minimize timing. I trust the right time for everything. But can you imagine, if you will, if she stepped out 40 years ago, that 20 feet, and said, okay, this record executive doesn't believe it, but I'm going to continue to pursue my lead singer, my solo dreams, she would have a career that is now 40 years in. But it's never too late to follow your dreams. Today should be your day to, no matter where you are, if you're not living at your full potential, If you're on the sidelines in life, I want to encourage you. If you're in the background, you're sitting on the bench on the sidelines, get on the field, get in the court, on the court. Do what you need to do to engage and actively be a participant in the game of life, your game of life. Take that courageous step. You may be surprised. I believe you will be surprised. Because that false evidence that's appearing real, it's trying to hold you back. It's paralyzing you. It's paralyzing you. And so many of us are living life beneath the standards of what we've been created for. We're not embracing our talent because of the fear, the shame, the brokenness, whatever it may be, from the negative words. And what I want you to know is that those negative words can be shifted by positive words. It may take time, depending on how much stinking thinking you have. As you know, oftentimes I reference the stinking thinking and what has been deposited in your emotional bank account. But this is the thing. This is the thing. When you finally decide to step out, you're surprised. For Carmen Carter on that AGT stage, she was surprised. For one to advance to the next level on this show, because this is the preliminaries that I was looking at, to go to the live performances and for winning the $1 million, in order for that to happen, they have to process through and they have to get through these auditions. And so the four judges, they have to have 3 votes to advance. And so what I love that Simon Cowell said, because he wanted her to be empowered, Simon Cowell shared with her and said, he didn't say you have 4 votes, which means the 4 judges said you can move forward. He said, I know the size of this auditorium. You have over 4,004 votes. I believe that's how he phrased it. Bottom line, it wasn't just that the judges saw the talent in her, but the entire audience was rooting for her and celebrating such an amazing, talented performance. But the brokenness of words and the lack of courage prevented her from taking those 20 feet, stepping out. But one of the things that helped her is that she had such a great family unit, that her family was encouraging her. So the negative words that had been spoken, her family was encouraging her with positive words that were counteracting those negative words. It took time. It took time for that to be built up on the inside of her because there was such brokenness from this individual who said you can't and you won't and you're not good enough and you're too fat and all of this. And I want you to be encouraged. Size does not matter when it comes to your talent. It doesn't matter when it comes to how you've been programmed, your very DNA, what was and is in the programming of how you've been created in your release into this world. You know, I often reference Michael Jordan. No one can take away that Michael Jordan, wow, what an athlete. What an amazing athlete. I don't think anyone would disagree that without question, he was created to play basketball. Interestingly enough, I found out that he, Michael Jordan, desired to play baseball. And so at one stage, he was pursuing baseball. But he wasn't good at the baseball. And so what's interesting is that he, Michael Jordan, could not get away from that which was in his DNA and how he was programmed. As we're talking about several things and several layers today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I thank you, our global listening audience, for chiming in. We are talking about that life requires that you be courageous on your journey. And I was sharing as we've been going through this process, because when we're talking about this courageous journey of life, this courageousness is this ability to do something that frightens you, to do something in spite of the fear, this false evidence appearing real. And I've shared a number of stories with you, one of which stood out that I heard recently or saw recently from AGT, America's Got Talent, and the story of a young lady or a beautiful woman, Carmen Carter, who's 55, just now getting the courage to step out on her dream of being a lead solo artist, feeling that I'm talented, but her dreams were shattered and broken because of the words that someone in authority spoke to her, those negative words that chipped away from her on the inside. Although she continued to sing, she was in the background. She was a background singer. She was in the back because she did not have the courage to step out after that person spoke such negative words who was in authority. And I want to encourage you today. Whatever it is that you were put on this planet to do, if you just take a courageous step out, and courage doesn't just happen one day. We have to continuously step out. But the more we step out and walk courageously on our journey, guess what? Each time we step out, wow, it becomes easier and easier. Because we begin to redefine our fear. We don't allow it to hold us back. We learn how to continue to step out in spite of. And as I stated, on our journey, we can't get away from this very key element that life is to be lived courageously. Like the story that we were talking about, Carmen Carter. Carmen had the talent, as I stated earlier. When she sang, all of the judges and the audience were in awe. But she, Carmen, was afraid to step out 20 feet forward. And for 40 years, she stayed in the background. And she's 55 now, pursuing her dream, and as she stepped out at 55, and I say that because I want you to know it's never too late. Many would say, oh, Coach Adams, you don't know, I've missed my opportunity. I deal with that in my coaching practice all the time. Individuals feel like, oh, I missed my opportunity. It's too late for me now. It's never too late. But what has to happen is you have to move beyond this barrier of fear, this false evidence appearing real. You have to make a decision in your mind, even in all of your uncertainty, even when you may be shaking in your boots. I remember the very first time I stepped out on a stage, a platform, and spoke and did my very first empowerment workshop. And yes, I was shaking in my boots. I can even go back beyond that day because I began training with the organization Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, that in which I serve as their global master trainer today. I began teaching classes to the youth ages 7 to 19 through their BOSS curriculum, the BOSS curriculum, Building on Spiritual Substance, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth's curriculum, I began to teach roughly, and I think my first class was in 1999. And this was before I did my first workshop. And I remember shaking in my boots. Oh, my gosh. You know, but I made the decision because I believed that I was in alignment with my purpose and the reason why I was created. And so I simply, beyond the fear, beyond being frightened and afraid, I took a courageous step of action. And I said, in spite of that, I'm going to step out. And as I was sharing with us earlier here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you, and we thank you, our global listening audience, for chiming in today, that until we step out in courage, we have to continuously step out, because you'll get beyond one hurdle and you'll have other hurdles that you'll be presented with that will require you to take a courageous step. And so as I was sharing and making the connection with this Carmen Carter story, and I'm excited to see where her journey will take her as she has now had this amazing life-changing opportunity on the AGT stage, America's Got Talent stage, and truly she is talented. I'm interested to see where things will end up, but this is what I know to be true. Regardless if she wins the show or not, her life has been forever changed. Her life will never be the same. She'll get calls. She'll start to have opportunities because she took a courageous step in the direction of her dreams. And my question to you is, are you allowing fear to hold you back? Does fear have its grips, its arms wrapped around you, and it's holding you back from living out your dreams, from achieving your goals? Is fear holding you back? Well, you have to make a decision in spite of how frightened you may be. If you really believe in what's on the inside of you, how you've been programmed, your DNA. I don't care if it's writing a book. I don't care if it's you want to be an actor. I don't care if it's an invention, starting a business, whatever it is. We have to stretch beyond our comfort zone of what we know. And that's frightening. It can be. But this is the key. Redefine that energy and make it something positive that becomes vibrant and it charges you forward. It doesn't paralyze you. And that's what happens with many of us. And then we become bitter and we're so disenchanted and dissatisfied with life. We're not living life because we're not embracing and moving courageously on our journey. I don't desire that for you as your coach. I am your global coach, and I want you to know if there are any questions that you have, and I want to take a moment to make a shift. This is the time in our programming where we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment. Maybe you're really struggling on this subject, and you're like, Coach Adams, I don't even know where to go with all of this. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This time is for you, your coaches in session, and I want you to know that this is a safe space to be empowered, to get support. I want you to be well equipped for moving to the next level. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device and maybe you are connected through the web, you do have to dial in. If you're on your electronic device, maybe your laptop or your desktop, you've logged on through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, through the link. You have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516 416-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We so welcome the interaction and love to hear, are you getting anything? You've made the decision to invest in yourself, and I honor you for that, for this hour of empowerment. Are you getting anything that's supporting you on your journey? Again, life requires that we take courageous steps. And maybe you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to ask a question or make a comment. It's scary. You need to face your fear today. You need to move beyond what has you afraid and frightened to take a step out. Take a leap. Take a jump. Do something that you wouldn't normally do. That is what courage is. It's moving beyond that which has you frightened. And so often when we do that, we get a breakthrough. As I was sharing the story of Carmen Carter, one of the contestants on AGT for this season, I believe it's the season, I looked at it online, she has now moved to another level. And so now she won't hesitate to step out because her talent has been confirmed and affirmed at a different level. So what will it take for you to get different results and for you to move beyond the fears that you are struggling with to be and live a life that is courageous? You know, one of the things that, again, it makes my heart sing is to be able to mentor and coach individuals and kind of share in and walk alongside with them on their journey and see the fulfillment of their dreams becoming a reality. I had that very experience yesterday through one of my young mentees who has graduated elementary school and is saying goodbye to elementary school. But when I tell you, this individual is living life courageously at every turn, every step, is stepping out and embracing that which is uncertain. Can you say the same? But again, it doesn't matter your age. I want you to know that you don't have to allow life to slip you by. Don't allow life to slip you by because of fears, because of the fear that has ruled your life. Today is your day for a breakthrough. Don't just watch others and say, wow, I wish I could do that. Wow, oh my gosh, they're living their dream. And then become a hater. You become a hater because they're living their dreams because you won't step beyond the boundaries of your fear. You won't press through the barriers of your fear. And you look at others around you, and they're living their lives, and they're living their dreams, and you're thinking, I wish I could. They don't have anything more than what you have other than they took a courageous step, and they continue to step courageously. See, life, this is what's so awesome and interesting. Life requires that we fully engage on the journey. We cannot be on the sidelines. Being on the sidelines, it's an unhappy place because you watch others in the game. And wow, when they win, the victory is so sweet. But when they lose, quote unquote, it's still sweet because they can say, hey, I gave it my all. I participated. And if you're not participating because you are afraid, because of the fear of uncertainty, the fear of being a failure, the fear of whatever it is preventing you from stepping out. How will you know unless you take a step? That very step, as Howie Mandel said to this individual, Carmen Carter, he said, wow, it took you all of this time, all of your life almost, to come forward 20 feet. What's preventing you from coming out of the background and stepping out 20 feet to move to the next level on your journey? Do you have the courage in spite of? Evaluate, process, ask yourself the question, am I living life courageously? Do I have this ability in me to do something that frightens me in spite of? If so, you are on the right path, and I'm so proud of you. Continue your journey. Continue to step out courageously. Fight to live out your dreams. It may take time for you to get to that right person or people or individuals or circumstances, but as you continue to step out, you never know how the outcome will be, but you don't want to sit back and say, I woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wish I would have. I should have. I could have, but, and have regrets, because life is bitter when you have regrets, when you don't stretch out of your comfort zone, when you don't live courageously, there's regret, and you constantly are in this misery of questioning, what if I would have? And so that doesn't have to be your story. Guess what? I'm so excited for you because you have the very ability in you to change your story. You don't have to go with the story that has been unfolding in your life. You have the ability to change it. But many of us, that story of you can't, you won't, all of those negative words that have been spoken, you allow it to play over and over and over. Like a record or a CD on repeat. And I want you to know that today is your day of moving to the next level. Today is your day to get into shape. Today is your day to level up and move to the next level. I'm excited to hear your stories of victory, your stories of taking a courageous step in the direction of living out your dreams, whatever they may be. Your dreams, I don't know what they are. They may cause you to move to another nation, to move to another state, to move to another city. Will you take that courageous act today in order to live your dreams? One of the individuals on the show that I was watching, this person came all the way from China. All the way from China in a pursuit to live out their dreams. Will you take a courageous step to the next level? Today for you, it may be the first step. For someone else, it may be a step to another level. You've gotten too comfortable. And we can never grow comfortable. We have to constantly allow ourselves to be stretched. We have to constantly be taking courageous acts. I am sharing this with you as your coach, Coach Adams, but I want you to know that I am stretching and challenging myself on a regular basis to take courageous steps in the direction of continuing to fulfill my destiny and live my dreams. Will you do the same? It is amazing how quickly time flies when you're having such great fun here on Motivational Mondays. As we prepare to wind down, I want to share with you that you do have a few moments left in our program. If you didn't get that question or comment in, you have a few minutes to do so. The lines are still open, and we do invite you to share in the discussion. Don't be scared, as they would say. This would require a courageous act for you to press beyond the fear and what you have reservations around. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. Again, if you are in front of your electronic device, and literally you have about a minute or so to chime on in as we're winding down and wrapping up today's installment of Motivational Mondays, but it's not too late. 516 is the dial-in, 453-9374, 516-453-9374. We have talked about that life requires that we live courageously and that we don't want to look up and see life passing us by because we were not living life to the fullest with courage. We've determined that courage, and Webster's Dictionary defines it best, but courage is the ability to do something that frightens you, to do something that you're fearful of, to do something that is uncertain, that, you know, it gets you all scared, but yet you still do it in the midst of, nevertheless, you face that fear and you press beyond what you are frightened of, and you walk courageously to the other side. Well, in order for you to fulfill your dreams, in order for you to truly achieve your goals and live your dreams, in order for you to work your vision, you have to be courageous. You have to build that muscle of courage. And so it's one step at a time. And I want you to know that with each step, you're going to get stronger on your journey. And you're going to look behind you and you're going to say, wow, look at what I have accomplished. And so I want you to know that you have to break the barrier and move to the other side. And I understand that for many, as we talked about with this Carmen Carter, that for her it was the negative words that were spoken that said, you, Carmen Carter, your song was wonderful, when she was in front of, as I close out, a record executive. It was wonderful, but you, Carmen Carter, were too fat to be a lead singer. And so that crushed her courage. It crushed her dreams. And that had to be rebuilt in her. And that shows the power of words. And as I stated, words carry such weight. When we know that a word has been spoken from someone that's in authority, we hold great value to those words. I wrote a powerful piece in the Change book number 14 on the power of words. If you don't have it and you're interested in it, you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com will get that out to you, or you can call direct at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. We'll be happy to send that right out to you, and I know that without question you're going to get some great richness from it around the power of words, because truly the words are the second most powerful thing, I believe, in the universe. And so I want to thank you, and I trust that you've gotten something that truly is edifying and encouraging and inspiring and thought-provoking on your journey, some good information that you would move to the next level on your journey. I want to share with you that, of course, for those that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum that we can continue this dialogue. Maybe you didn't have the courage to ask a question or make a comment, but you want to be able to get a question asked and answered. You have a comment around today's programming. Hey, you may have a topic that you want to hear covered. You actually may have a show guest. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an opportunity for you to do that, and it is an open group that anyone can join. Just simply request to join. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. We have a host of dynamic guests on the horizon that will be coming in throughout our time and sharing as they often do. We had a young man share on the pursuit, LaVance Coley, on the pursuit of a dream. Wow, it was rich. Again, if you are missing any of our episodes, you can always visit us online and listen to a show, a previous show on demand through our archives at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. We thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.